Tell that to a brain surgeon. Sally had responded to her sister's remark about the limited worth of work. Tell that to a nuclear physicist or a poet.
Okay.
Jillian was still smoking, although she made new plans to quit every morning, and was well aware that the smoke drove everyone but Kylie crazy. She puffed quickly, as though that would lessen anyone's distaste.
Go on and find me a poet or a physicist. Are there any in this neighborhood?
Kylie was pleased by this put-down of their formless suburb, a place with no beginning and no end, but with plenty of gossips. Everyone's always giving her friend Gideon a hard time, even more so now that he shaved his head. He said he didn't give a damn, and insisted that most of their neighbors had minds as small as weasels. But lately he got flustered when anyone spoke to him directly, and when they walked alongside the turnpike and a car horn honked, he sometimes jumped, as though somehow he'd been insulted. People were looking to talk, for any reason. Anything different or slightly unusual would do. Already most people on their street had discussed the fact that Jillian didn't wear the top half of her bathing suit when she sunbathed in the backyard. They all knew exactly what the tattoo on her wrist looked like, and that she'd had at least a six-pack at the block party, maybe even more, and then had gone and turned Ed Borelli down flat when he asked her out, even though he was the vice principal and her sister's boss as well. The Owens' neighbor, Linda Bennett, refused to have the optometrist she was dating come to her house to collect her before darkness fell. That's how nervous she was about having someone who looked like Jillian live right next door. Everyone agreed that Sally's sister was confusing. There were times when you'd meet her at the grocery, and she'd insist you come on over and let her play around with her tarot cards for you. And other times when you'd say hello to her on the street, only to have her look right through you, as if she were a million miles away, say in a place like Tucson, where life was a lot more interesting. As far as Kylie was concerned, Jillian had the ability to make any place interesting. Even a dump like their block could look sparkly in the right kind of light. The lilacs had gone absolutely wild since Jillian's arrival, as though paying homage to her beauty and her grace, and had spilled out from the backyard into the front, a purple bower hanging over the fence and the driveway. Lilacs were not supposed to bloom in July. That was a simple botanical fact. At least it had been until now. Girls in the neighborhood had begun to whisper that if you kissed the boy you loved beneath the Owens' lilacs, he'd be yours forever, whether he wanted to be or not. The State University in Stony Brook had sent two botanists to study the bud formations of these amazing plants, going mad out of season, growing taller and more lush with every passing hour. Sally had refused to let the botanists into the yard. She had sprayed them with the garden hose to make them go away. But occasionally, the scientists would park across from the driveway, mooning over the specimens they couldn't get to, debating whether it was ethical to run across the lawn with some gardening shears and take whatever they wanted.